our Lord was perfectly innocent. And I think it's so difficult for us to grasp what it means to be perfectly innocent. He never did a single thing wrong in all of his life, not even the slightest offense. Yet they brutally flogged him, they dressed him as a king, they crowned him with thorns, they mocked him, and they made him carry a cross. Then they came to the place of the skull, Golgotha, and they crucified our Lord between two criminals. And then they jeered at him. And Jesus prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Our Lord, even having been treated horribly, having been perfectly innocent, prays for his enemies. I think it's honestly one of the most authentic acts of love that we can possibly do, to pray for our enemies, to pray for the conversion and salvation of those who have hurt us. That's what it means to love as our Lord loved us. He came when we weren't deserving of it and paid the price for our sins because he loves us. When we do likewise, when we pray and even do penance for those who have hurt us, for those who have wronged us, and the deeper, the more authentic it is as an act of love. That is what it means to love as Christ has loved us. This command I leave you with: love one another as Christ has loved you.